Avion Crockett, we are in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And you went to school at Fayetteville State. What up, man?
Absolutely. Turn up. What's going on?
Yeah, you graduated and you graduated from Fayetteville State. You said in an interview that it was like living in a school days movie.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You got to understand, I am an Army brat. So my dad was always stationed at Fort Bragg. Shout out to Fort Bragg. I know y'all right up the street. And so I lived in Germany prior to coming to college. So to go to a HBCU where I was around nothing but black people, when before I was around, you know, all my German fam,
yeah,
it was culture shock.
it was culture shock, but you blended in, huh?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm light-skinned, so, you know, we call them in all different shades. But, you know, the thing is, when you get to see black people in all different shapes and sizes up close and personal, how people wash their socks, how people eat their lunch, how we, you know, because black colleges, you kind of broke. So you got the Top Ramen, and you got the Vienna sausages diet.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you get to see survival at its best.
Making a grilled cheese sandwich with an iron.
Man, you better say it. It's prison, Jay Anthony. It's prison style. It's prison with an education. That's what it is.
But it taught you, Afion. This is Sherry Shepherd. I love you. It taught you. I taught you how to survive as a struggling comic, huh?
Yes, you
those
did.
Skills.
We played. Me and Sherry Shepherd played slaves when I first moved to L.A. That's how far we come.
We did a short film and we played slaves and we didn't have a permit to be in the park. They had a little Chihuahua because there was a slave on his dog chasing us, and all our lines consisted of "What's a we gonna do?"
And Afion, when you went to your first CIAA, what was that like?
It was the school days experience times 10. And see, the thing is, you know, as much as I love my Bronco fam, but we just didn't have the funding that everybody else had. So when we went to CIAA, when we went to Charlotte, we would go to other schools like, oh, they got parking lots? Oh, wait, they get to eat with spoons? Hold on a second. I've been eating
Afion, did
sandwiches.
You perform? Did you perform at any of these events around the CIAA?
No, not CIAA, but what I did do on at Seabrook Auditorium, we used to have monthly talent shows. When I go back now, the kids, they all on their phones and computers now, so they don't get come together and display talents. But we used to have talent shows right there on campus at Seabrook Auditorium. So I would perform, I would dance, break dance, me and my boys, Twin Flex, or I would host. That's where I started honing my stand-up craft. So,
It
was a lot of love on FSU campus and a lot of creativity because, again, we didn't have no money. So you had to be creative. Yeah.
Okay, now, if Jay-Z went to FSU, Fayetteville State, what would his experience be like? Talk to me, Jay-Z.
Well, you know, it'd be kind of like, you know, if I went back to Marcy Projects and stayed there, it was like living in the projects, but it was all love, but it was no billionaire in there. And, you know, it wouldn't quite be Beyonce on my shoulder. You know, it would be like the old Jennifer Hudson. Like, you know, we would have collard greens and wouldn't be worried about how we woke up like this. So we would eat more of a soul food diet and be happy, you know.
And can we just tell you, great job in Wedding Ringer.
Yeah, man.
And looking forward, and you did a great job at the NAACP Image Awards as well.
I so appreciate it. Again, if I didn't go to FSU, I wouldn't be in Hollywood. I wouldn't be hosting anything. I owe a lot of my success and my character to FSU.
I say the same thing about Tuskegee and HBCUs everywhere.
That's great.
We have to do better, don't we?
Yeah.